Chapter 13, The Deliverance of Lord Shiva. Once upon a time, a demon named Vrikasura asked the great sage Narada Muni, "I want the demigods to bless me with more power than anyone in the world. Who can satisfy me quickly?" Narada saw that the demon was very greedy for power, and he advised him, "Oh, you had better worship Lord Shiva. Then you will get what you wish more quickly." Lord Shiva is very easily pleased. Others, like Ravana and Bonasura, were enriched with great opulences simply by satisfying Lord Shiva with prayers. The demon Vrikasura went directly to Kedarnath, a cold and snowy place where many devotees of Lord Shiva go to worship. He lit a sacrificial fire, chanted the holy name of Lord Shiva, and then cut his own flesh from his body to offer into the fire. "Certainly this will attract Lord Shiva's attention," he said. He continued this unusual type of sacrifice for 6 days. On the 7th day, he exclaimed, "I have been offering my own flesh to Lord Shiva for 6 days, and still he has not come to bless me. I must therefore do something so extraordinary that Lord Shiva will really notice my austerities." Vrikasura bathed in the nearby lake and prepared for the final sacrifice. He held the knife to cut off his own head. Suddenly, Lord Shiva appeared from the fire. "Stop!" he commanded, touching Vrikasura's body to heal the wounds instantly. "My dear Vrikasura," Lord Shiva said, "I am easily satisfied by a little Ganges water and bilva leaves. Why would you cut off your head to satisfy me? Ask for anything you like, and I shall fulfill your desire." The sinful demon said, "I would like the power to crack open someone's head and kill him simply by touching his head." Lord Shiva said, "I have just saved you from cutting off your head, but this wish of yours is very dangerous to human society." Sorry he had ever offered a boon to this wicked person, but unwilling to break his promise, Lord Shiva gave Vrikasura the benediction he asked for. The evil Vrikasura held out his hand to Lord Shiva and said, "Now let me first use my blessing on the head of the great and powerful Lord Shiva! Ha ha ha!" As Vrikasura chased after him, Lord Shiva fled from the land to the sky and from the sky to other planets until he reached the limits of the universe above the higher planets. The demigods there, such as Brahma, Indra, and Chandra, were not able to find any way to save Lord Shiva from the terrible demon. Lord Shiva finally crossed the ocean of milk and entered Swetadweep, Vaikuntha, where Krishna's incarnation of Lord Vishnu lived. Lord Vishnu understood that Lord Shiva was in great danger. He personally met Vrikasura when he arrived. Lord Vishnu appeared as a perfect brahmachari, wearing a deerskin, sacred thread, belt, and rudra beads. He was carrying a brahmachari stick. He was so beautiful that the demon Vrikasura was very attracted to him. The Lord, as a brahmachari, offered his respects and bowed down before Vrikasura to win his sympathy and his attention. He spoke to the demon with sweet words. "My dear sir, please rest a while. You have come from so very far. How can I help you?" The demon explained how he had received his wish from Lord Shiva. Now he was chasing Shiva all over the universe. Lord Vishnu laughed and said, "I myself cannot believe that Lord Shiva can give you such a benediction. Don't you know that Lord Shiva's father-in-law, Daksha, has just cursed him to become the leader of ghosts and goblins? How could he bless you?" Again he laughed, "But if you still have faith in the words of Lord Shiva, my dear king of the demons, there is one way to find out if he is really telling the truth. You can certainly find out if he is lying by putting your hand on your own head. Then you should immediately kill this liar, Lord Shiva, so that he will not dare to give out false blessings again." "Yes, I must find out if he is lying," Vrikasura said anxiously. The sinful demon put his hand on his own head. As quick as a flash of lightning, his head cracked as if struck by thunder, and he died. The demigod showered flowers upon Lord Vishnu, who turned to Shiva and said, "My dear Lord, because of his selfish and greedy nature, this demon could not ask for anything good for himself or for human society. A person who offends a great soul such as you becomes crushed by his own sinful activities. You are easily pleased, so he went to you for a reward that was even dangerous for you. On the other hand, when my devotees pray to me, they always ask to become free from such useless desires. They pray for eternal devotional service to me so that they will be free from birth, old age, disease, and death." Thus Lord Shiva was saved from the wicked Vrikasura. Anyone who hears this story with faith and devotion certainly becomes freed from material entanglement as well as from his enemies.